F1 driver Charles Leclerc's Monaco Grand Prix red flagged. Charles Leclerc's Monaco Grand Prix was red flagged due to a track breakup following his crash in turn 19. The incident occurred during a safety car period when Lance Stroll hit the wall, and Leclerc was running in third place with a 5-second buffer from his teammate Lewis Hamilton. The lap 60 safety car gave Leclerc and the others the chance to pit for fresh tires and serve the penalty. However, Leclerc's strategy move to switch to soft tires forced him to lose the 5-second buffer, ultimately leading to his crash in turn 19. Leclerc's Ferrari was wedged on a narrow track, and the crane was brought in to lift it out, ending his chance of a podium at his home track. The two incidents, Stroll's and Leclerc's, happening in the same corner, led to the race being red flagged for an inspection of the track breakup. This is Leclerc's second Grand Prix in a row that has been plagued by braking issues, and his frustrations are bubbling over. He expressed disappointment, sadness, anger, and frustration with the situation. Leclerc told F1 TV that he doesn't think the issue is just about the brakes being difficult to use, but rather that they are impossible in certain situations. He also mentioned that the front brakes delivered more than what was expected, leading to his crash. The Ferrari team had previously put off replacing Leclerc's brakes for a week so he could have brakes that he knew at Monaco. However, this strategy move ultimately backfired, and Leclerc's frustration with the situation is evident. Leclerc expressed positivity about finding a solution to the brake issue, stating that they have different configurations between cars. He also mentioned that he had initially thought it was good to start with brakes that he knew on a track like Monaco. The incident highlights the importance of communication and trust between drivers and their teams, especially when it comes to critical components like brakes. Leclerc's experience serves as a reminder that even the smallest mistakes can have significant consequences in high-speed racing.